Alright, I've got 2:02, so we'll go ahead and get started. I wanted to welcome everybody to the training subcommittee meeting for the Wake County Fire Commission. And we will, we've got a couple of things to cover today, but this is the first meeting that we have had in a long time. So I wanted to start out with doing a call to order and a roll call, and I'll announce your name, and when I announce your name, if you would just say what your name is, your department or organization, and then why you wanted to be on the training committee. We've got some new people that have never been on this committee before, so we don't know each other. I thought that would be a good way to introduce ourselves. So I'm Joe Vindigny. I'm the Deputy Director of Operations for Wake County, and my role here obviously puts me on the committee, but I'm very passionate about training and want to see Wake County as a leader in the fire service. So so that's why I wanted to be on this committee. Chris Pasuskas, who's the North Region Primary Rep. Do you want to go next, Chris?
Sure, absolutely. My name is Chris Pasuskas. I'm a part of Wake Forest Fire Department. And the reason I'm here is to get better training and to see Wake County be one of the best training opportunities we can have.
Thanks, Chris. Donnie Lawrence, he's the alternate for the North Region.
Yes, Donnie Lawrence. I'm Assistant Chief of Rollsville Fire Department. Just been part of the training committee for many years and just continuing on just to make sure everybody has a most up-to-date training we can possibly get.
Great. Thanks, Donnie. Jason Hathcock, South Region.
Yeah, so I'm here. New guy, was kind of voluntold to be on it, Joe, but still part of my capacity here is to function in training. So I'm happy to be a part of this and support it, as I'm really passionate about training as well.
Great. And what department are you with, Jason?
Garner.
Garner, thank you. Just wanted to make sure everybody got that. All right, and he's the primary for the South Region. Alternate for the South Region is Gerald Atkins on. Okay. East Region primary, Brandon Hopkins. Still can't hear you, Brandon. You might be double muted. All right, we'll come back to you.
Hey, this is Brandon. Can you hear me now?
Yep, go ahead.
All right, sorry about that. So Brandon Hopkins, the East Region, Assistant Chief in Zebulon, served on the training committee prior, but looking forward to being instrumental in helping Wake County and its fire departments progress and take the next steps that we need to provide the best training we can in the county.
Great. Thanks, Brandon. Star Hare, with East Region alternate. Star, are you on? West Region primary, Chris Salter.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yep, I'm with Morrisville Fire Department. Same as the others, I want to make sure that we have the opportunity to have some of the best training that's around, and look forward to working pretty closely with y'all guys.
Great. Thanks, Chris. And then also from the West Region alternate, Chris Dobeck. And then our Wake Tech Agency Representative, Dr. Jamie Wicker.
Good afternoon, Jamie Wicker. I am the Provost, Chief Campus Officer, Public Safety, Education, and Training. And I am so very excited to be here and represent Wake Tech. Of course, I want to be a part of having an outstanding fire service and partnership in Wake County. We're the capital county and want to do everything we can to help facilitate excellent training and be a destination for fire service training. So thank you for the invitation.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Wicker. And then is Alvin Ward on, our Duke Energy rep?
He's doing live burns today, so he's not on.
Okay, so he's tied up today, but he's going to be our Duke Energy representative. Brad, if you want to go next as one of our county staff.
Brad Pace, I'm the Academy Coordinator and Training Specialist down at the Wake County Fire Training Center. Obviously, I'm here to help progress our training for the county and to be able to provide more assistance to the county departments to assist with their training and improve our training facility and program as a whole.
All right, thanks, Brad. And then also from Wake County, I believe Bud is on as part of our county staff too. So Bud, if you want to give an intro.
Yeah, I'm just here. I'm the logistics manager for Wake County and just on here to offer any help we can logistically with any training needs that you might have. And I'll do work closely with Brad at the training center.
All right, thanks, Bud. Have we missed anybody else, or did anybody jump on late that we didn't get to hear an introduction from? Nobody? All right. Well, we'll do so that's kind of who we are and our introduction. We'll make sure we have a quorum real quick. We've got representation from the North Region with Chris, South Region with Jason, East Region with Brandon, and West with Chris Salter, and of course Dr. Wicker is on as well. So we do have a quorum, so we are good to go. So we'll move forward. I did want to let everybody know, especially the new people, we do record all these meetings, and the recordings serve as our minutes. So if you're ever looking for a recording to hear what we talked about maybe in the last meeting or the last couple of meetings, and that is found on our website, and you can search for that under Wake County Fire Commission. So all of our minutes will be recorded, and then we'll approve them as we move along. So as far as, and I'm going to pull the agenda up real quick so we can all see that. Can you guys see the agenda?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yes, sir.
All right, so as far as old business, we don't really have any old business because we've kind of just started back. But new business, one of the main things is our training committee currently does not have a chair. So I would like to ask our fire department region reps if anybody is interested in serving as the chair of this committee and looking for a nomination there. Don't everybody speak at once.
It's a loud silence.
That's what I'm thinking too. So we've got to have a chair for this committee. You can serve as the chair and still as your region rep, so you'd still be able to vote. But we need somebody to assist working with me and Brad and Bud on moving this committee forward.
Sure, I'd be interested in taking it if possible.
Okay, who was that?
Chris Vasuskas.
Okay, awesome. Thanks, Chris. All right, do we have I guess that was our nomination. Do we have a second?
I'll second. Jason Hathcock.
Okay. And everybody say aye?
Aye.
Any nays?
Aye.
All right, congratulations, Chris. You are now the chair of the training subcommittee. That does not come with an award or anything, not yet at least. All right, so as far as the committee scope, just kind of an overview of what the training committee does. The training committee assists in the development and maintenance of fire service training programs on behalf of the Fire Commission. They research new training programs and provide recommendations on implementation to the Fire Commission. They try to stay abreast of the regulatory guidance, NFPA changes, and they also should, when they work on something, they should be thinking of all levels of training from recruits all the way up to senior officer training. So that's kind of what the scope of the training subcommittee is, and when the Fire Commission put this committee together, that was the scope of that committee. So does anybody have any questions on the scope and of what this committee is for? Okay. So I think, initially we don't have stuff that we've been working on, but I think one of our objectives moving forward, and this is something that we can discuss and talk about and hopefully add this as an objective, is one of our main goals is trying to improve the Wake County Fire Training Center. So how do we modernize that campus? How do we add new props, or if we do add new props, what types of props do we want? How do we make that space better? How do we make it more attractive where we have people coming into Wake County for classes and training? So I think as far as an objective and something that I'd like to see us move forward with is really just looking at the Fire Training Center and seeing how we could modernize that and make it better. We are working with a company, actually GSA for us is working with a company to see what we can do with the burn building. So they have come out and they have evaluated that building, and now they're looking at recommendations, whether it's modify what we currently have, do we tear it down and build something new, do we leave that building where it is and build something else on site. So we're currently working on that process with GSA, so you guys will be part of that process as well as we get further information. But that's kind of where we are with that. Does anybody have any other kind of goals or objectives we'd like to see this committee involved in moving forward? Really quiet group today. Is everybody okay with doing that as our focus moving forward?
I say yes.
Okay. All right. So we will add that as kind of an objective that we can work towards as we move forward. One of the things that we have on here next is updates from Duke Power and Wake Tech. And we'll do that on these committees as well. But what we don't want this committee is just hey, we're going to get together and talk about updates. What we want to do is try to accomplish something and, see how we can better serve our firefighters and be that leader in the region. So we'll add that on there, and we'll work with Chris on an agenda for our next meeting and see kind of what we need to do to move forward with that. So, I know Alvin's not on here. Brad, do you know of any Duke Power updates that we may have to talk about?
I don't want to speak for Alvin. I know I can speak on just some of the discussions that we have had in passing by and general conversation. I know he has talked to some of his representatives from higher up. As far as looking at property that is at the training center, the issue we've run into is the original 8 acres that is developed. There's really not a lot of room to add extra stuff without replacing. We do have some room for smaller items, but as far as bigger items, we don't have really anywhere to expand in that general location. So I know, like I said, not speaking for Alvin, but I know just enough kind of conversation, he's reached out to his people about other areas in that location that we could actually branch out and add on to, whether it's removing some trees and adding on to the property back towards the road, towards the driving road, or some other locations we could actually look at developing.
Thanks, Brad. I appreciate it. Do you also want to talk about any updates we have at the training facility as well from the Wake County side?
Sure. So we have our Academy 13.1 is starting September 1st. I refuse to call them Academy 13 just because I'm having nightmares and issues with it. But Academy 13 starts September 21st. We have 17 recruits enlisted who will begin that journey. The academy has changed as far as length of time. Originally, it was 29 weeks due to some course changes and changes with EMT. Their academy is now 33 weeks long, so we're pretty much now at 7 months for our academy. I am pretty much back at the training center. I know probably the last time this committee was done, I was kind of back and forth between logistics and training. For the most part, I still assist the logistics when it's needed, but for the most part, I'm back at the training center majority of the time. So I try to stay down there as much as I can to keep things running there. We have probably two weeks ago, we have definitely taken a lot of good steps in the right direction. If you haven't been to the training center lately, there has been a bunch of changes slowly. We've made some changes over time, so it may look a little different when you come. About 2 weeks ago, we were the proud recipients of a 2008 Peers Contender. So we now have a fire truck that is parked in the bay of the classroom at the training center. It is currently being worked on and outfitted. We have hose to use to be able to put on it that was donated to us by Morrisville probably a few months ago. They donated some hose to us, so we've got hose to put on it to be able to use. But the purpose of that truck is it will be a fully outfitted apparatus for the recruits in the academy to use or to have as a backup truck at the training center. So we're going to get it outfitted, get it ready to go. There's a new Connex container down on the training grounds between the building and the tower. This is used to house some new TR equipment that was purchased from us as far as rope bags, basic stuff for doing basically RIT training and any other drills that require us to have safety lines in place at the time. Alvin also stores a new fire prop in that Connex container as well. We're sharing that side with Duke Energy, which is a pan with a gas line in it with a working shutoff valve. It has a engine motor that sits in this pan, and it's all controlled by a dead man switch. It's hard to explain without having a visual picture of it. But as soon as Duke Energy finishes their training with it for this quarter, it's my understanding Alvin is going to make that available to the county departments if they wish to use it. So it is another tool that we have at the training center. It's basically one prop that we can turn into about four different props. Other than that, we're trying to keep things rolling as good as we can. We've still got the weekend fire school going on that we started in January. It started off pretty good. It's kind of gone downhill since probably about mid-June. We're just not getting the attendance that we were getting to be able to fill those classes. But we did start the weekend school. We're holding the nighttime classes at the Wake Tech Public Safety Building if it's only a 4-hour part and it's at night. And the only time they're at the training center is if it is a full 8-hour day at the training center. And that's mainly to do the hands-on portions of the classes. But other than that, we pretty much kept things running like normal. We did go back up. Last year, we were doing 3 essential schools a year. We've actually gone back up to 4 this year because of the demand we were getting and trying to keep. We swapped to 3 because we were trying to keep the class, get the classes numbers up. Now this year we've had to go back to 4 because we're trying to keep from having such big classes. So we've gone back to 4 this year. We developed an advanced essential school program that was, it was kind of asked in a training officers meeting, you know, did we have something more that the students that came through or the firefighters that came through essential school could go back to get a little more hands-on training. Obviously, I'm a big push for the certification classes, just that's me. But we did sit down and develop an advanced essential school, which we have tried to run twice, but have not had good turnout for. We probably had 4 or 5 people register for it, and that's it. So the programs are there, they're being offered. So I guess in speaking what Joe was asking earlier about what we see the committee, and what we can try to do is, my biggest concern is, one, improving the training center, and there again, providing the best quality training we can provide. I'm big on producing quality training and not quantity. You can push out as many people as you want, but I want quality. I want to produce quality firefighters. You know, I'd rather have quality over quantity. But in doing that is, one thing we need to look at is, how do we get people to sign up for these classes? How do we get people, what can we do or what can we present or push out to get people more involved and want to take these classes and participate in training other than just, hey, you got to go get this. You know, I don't know if it's something, if it's an individual department thing, if it's something we can kind of put our heads together to be able to take to the training officers meeting and kind of let it spread, but the programs are there, they're being pushed out, they're being offered. It's just getting the people to be able to sign up for them, and, you know, commit to coming to these classes and getting their certifications and, you know, improving their training and doing more than just the bare minimum. So I believe that's about all I've got.
Thanks, Brent. Right, Wake Tech updates, Dr. Wicker.
Yes, sir, thank you. So we have a few updates we'd like to share. First of all, I've had great experiences with the fire service in Wake County so far, so thank you for being so welcoming and helpful in my transition to the new role. I really appreciate that. And secondly, we have... We have recently added a full-time fire coordinator position. It's a temporary position, but we've hired Bobby Boning in that position, and we're very excited to have him on board helping us, so that's a full-time position. And I think there's a chat feature in this medium. I'll put his email address in the chat so that everyone can have that. Additionally, EMS was a hot topic of conversation around the county for a while and how that impacts the fire service. And so many of you know, but for anyone who doesn't, Wake Tech has hired a new department chair of EMS. His name is John Wilson. He has a lot of experience in the EMS world. And I will put his email address in the chat as well so that anyone could have that. We are, you know, just really wanting to be available and helpful for anything that the fire service needs, any way that we can. Another kind of key update from Wake Tech is that we don't have the money in hand, but I'm assured that it's coming. We were given a donation, a fairly substantial donation for fire training equipment, and I'm looking forward to spending that on behalf of the fire service, and certainly there'll be more to come about that. when we have the money. And then, of course, we're working on a building project at Wendell. I think that's all of our overview updates, but I'd certainly be happy to entertain any further discussion or answer any questions. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Dr. Wicker. Anybody have any questions for Dr. Wicker?
Dr. Wicker, this is Brandon Hopkins. So question, I know, I think it was last year, Brad, you may be able to answer this, but I think it was last year in 2020, we met with some of the staff at Wake Tech, actually at the Chapinote Road site, and there was a lot of discussion about fire training, et cetera, I know, at the Wendell site. And I was wondering what the progression on that is, because, and I think it's a good segue into a discussion. I know we've got the site down at Sharon Harris, but if and when anything else becomes available, if there's anything still on the table or anything like that that may be built at the Wendell site, can you give us any enlightenment on that?
Dr. Wicker, it's Brad. To elaborate on what Brandon's talking about is, last year we sat down and met with Steve at the ESEC with a bunch of other training officers, and the meeting was about what did we want to see, you know, as far as burn buildings, towers, you know, the track, whatever. And it was asked of us, if, you know, what did we want to see, what input did we want to give. I know me and Brandon, I think we were asked about looking into some burn building models and that kind of stuff. But after that meeting, we really never kind of heard anything else as far as what may or may not have been approved or pretty much where anything went after that meeting. But a lot of feedback was asked for as far as what we wanted to see, and then that's kind of how it was left.
Yes, Chief Hopkins, thank you for the question. And Brad, thank you for the additional information. So some of you, I think there's different levels of information about our training center and about the construction project at the Wendell campus and where that stands. Wake Tech is going to build a campus in Wendell. We call it Eastern Wake 4.0. The first building that will be built is going to be a public safety training building, primarily intended to house simulation training and a streetscape. EMS will also be in that facility, and it will have drone capability. Initially, to be entirely candid, I'm not sure that there was the same consideration given to the fire service training needs as some other disciplines when that building was going to be built and during the first inception of that building. There is going to be a driving pad that will be built as part of the first buildings that are built out there, a 600 by 600 driving pad, which is intended to be multi-use for fire training, driver training, EVD, for EMS as well, EVD, EVOC, and then for law enforcement training. I do not believe that it will be substantial enough that we could do pillar training at the driving pad. I did talk to Raleigh Fire Department, who may build a driving pad, and they do plan to have theirs for pillar driving. Subsequent to that first kind of iteration of training, what I really wanted Wake Tech to do is to create a training ground that incorporated live burn, more substantial confined space, a better tower, and just a better concept of fire training, which, of course, I'm not necessarily the subject matter expert. Y'all are. But in the beginning phases, I don't think we captured that incredibly well, if I'm just going to be really, really candid. So the college committed to building what we're calling phase 1A, which is going to be a fire training ground at that site in Wendell. Now, what exactly it's going to be and what exactly it's going to look like is to be determined. There is several acres of land that's been set aside at that track for the fire training ground, and a portion of the budget has been set aside as well for that. When we went to the county commissioners, we being Wake Tech, and asked for our county allocation, that was part of the presentation, was part of the request of the monies that we asked for, was specific for fire training, and it was approved. So that has been discussed with the county commissioners, and it has been approved. The plan at this point is to do the first phase, which will be the simulation site with the driving pad. And this is current as of yesterday. I don't manage the project, but I am the primary spokesperson for the public safety part. As of yesterday, 1A should come just behind that first phase. They are going to be building several phases at the same time at various degrees of completion. So to give you an exact timeline, I can't do that. But what I can tell you, what I do want to tell you, is that I can assure you that Wake Tech, me personally, will seek a tremendous amount of input from the fire service relative to the training ground and what is needed, what we can do, what we should do, what would be most helpful. And I think what would be ideal, in my opinion, and I'm, again, maybe best leverage the resources that we have in committees like this, would be for us to kind of develop a comprehensive vision of fire training across the county and create an area that has training needs for Wendell area, Zebulon area, for the region, but maybe we could look at creating some specialty things at that campus that maybe would differ from what is going to be offered at other locations, so that we're not all kind of replicating the same resources and bring different resources to the region. So, Chief Hopkins, I hope I answered your question, and that's kind of the newest update. But I want to be clear that we are going to build something. The money has been requested. It has been approved. The remainder of that is outside of the scope of my direct purview, but I talk about it probably almost every day. So it is on the forefront of everyone's mind, and we are committed to it, and we are going to do it.
Yes, Dr. Wicker, I think you you answered my question very well. Because I know, like I said, and kind of tag off of what Brad had said, there was discussion and then it fell apart. I ain't gonna say fell apart, but I think just with the climate last year, it got pushed to the back burner. And that's something that, I'm on the same page as Brad. I want to see good training. We've got great instructors here. I know I will speak for, and I'm probably stepping out of line, but I'll speak for Chief Lawrence and some of the other departments in this area. We lose a lot of people in the county, and I'm sure Brad knows this because this has come up before. We lose a lot of people in the county to outside locations, whether it's Nash or whether it's Johnston or whether it's Archer's Lodge. Some of that has to do with logistics and simple geography. I was just kind of curious because I think it's an awesome opportunity if that Wendell campus moves forward. So just kind of hanging that out there, and because I know this has been talked about in the past before with the training committee. It didn't get a lot of traction. I ain't gonna say it didn't get any, but there was a lot of discussion about it. Much like other times, other things took precedence over it. So, but I'll quit talking now. So thank you.
Thanks, Brandon. Thanks, Dr. Wicker. I think you're right. I think whatever we do, we want to attract people. So if we have a specialty or something that no other county or school around us has, then that's going to bring people in. And so I think that's the goal, is how do we do that? How do we accomplish that with that Wendell campus as well as our Wake County training ground? So we've got definitely a lot to discuss moving forward on both of those. So does anybody have any other updates for the group? Anything else we need to discuss as a committee? Our next meeting is actually scheduled for the week of Thanksgiving, so we actually don't even have it on our calendar because we went ahead and canceled that a couple of months ago when we noticed it was that same week. We typically meet this committee the third Thursday on odd months at 2 o'clock, so that means that's not going to put us until January. I don't want to wait that long. Obviously, Chris, that's up to you as the committee chair, but I think if we're going to focus right now on kind of improving our training facility, what's your thought on maybe meeting out at the training facility and walking through that facility and kind of doing maybe a facility condition assessment, or really just walk around and take notes on how we can improve that facility? What's your thought on that? What's the group's thought on doing something like that?
I think that'd be a good step forward, just to see what improvements we can do and what our thoughts will come up, you know, when it's right in front of us versus just staying behind a computer.
Okay. So we can work on that. I'll talk to Chris and we can try to schedule something maybe for maybe early November would sound good, and then we can just follow up with our next meeting in January to do that. So I'll get with you, Chris, and we can talk about dates, and then we can get that sent out.
That works for me.
And something else just to kind of make note of, our former director did not invest too much in our training facility. Our new director, Daryl, has agreed to really look at that facility and try to put some money into that facility to improve things. So I'm hoping that you'll start to see some changes out there where maybe you haven't in the last couple of years. We've got, we want to really focus on trying to improve and modernize that facility so that it meets our needs. So if nobody has anything else, do I have a motion to adjourn?
Mr. Chair, can you add your email to the chat room?
Whose email did you need? You kind of broke up a little bit.
The chair.
Okay, Chris's. Yeah. Chris, do you mind putting it in the chat?
Absolutely. I'll put that in the chat.
Thank you.
Motion to adjourn? Anybody?
Motion.
All right, second.
I'll second.
Everybody say aye.
Aye.
All right, thanks, everyone. We appreciate it. We'll send that information out for that November meeting. Y'all have a good rest of the week.
Thank you.
Y'all have a good
thought.
Thanks.